that people are.
Oh, what's going on, everybody?
We're still hearing a lot of warnings about the same thing.
11? No, this is episode 12 of the Microsoft recap. No, this isn't even a Microsoft recap. What show is this, man? What day is this? Where am I? This is number 12, episode number 12 of Apple Advisory. What's going on, everybody? This is your host, Mike Baker, and got my man with me, Mike Bennett. What's going on, man?
What's going on, man? It's Mike Bennett here. I'm doing good over here, Mike. I just trying to handle it well with this coronavirus, coronavirus outbreak, man. Got the world in a frenzy. I'm chilling. I don't really think it's going to affect me because, you know, I take my herbs. Everybody else, you know what I mean? It's, like they, it's a life or death situation, man. My job, they didn't let everybody off for the rest of the month with this. And we didn't have no cases, but... You know, it is. It's work from home for me, so
definitely in a frenzy. You know, they got the state of hysteria going on. I don't know if it's a real pandemic, but it's definitely a social media pandemic.
Definitely.
I mean, like, society is going crazy right now. Apple is going crazy too, man. We got a couple topics we're going to talk about today. One of the topics in particular is that the WWDC 2020. I don't know if this is like what would developers do with some shit.
Yeah, that's the new
Worldwide Developer Conference. The Apple conference, they said that it's still happening, and it's happening in June, but it's not going to be in person. That's the main thing, is that they're not doing one of these, you know, stage presentations like they do every year, which is that's going to be some interesting state of affairs. The next one that they got is that Apple is to close all their stores outside of China, or including China, until March 27th. In response to the coronavirus.
Of course, it's outside China.
Coronavirus is basically eating at China's Apple's bottom dollar, for real. And then the last topic that we got is about Apple TV and how all their active services or series have been shut down, including C, which I've never seen or heard of. For All Mankind, which I've never heard of. Servant, I've never heard of. And Mystic Quest. I've heard of the game, or the concept. I think I did see that as like a game company show. It's supposed to be like Silicon Valley, but that got shut down too. So basically, Apple TV is shut down, and we're gonna talk about that more. But in particular, main thing is that Apple's Worldwide Developer Conference is still kicking off. It's gonna happen a little bit later than usual. I think usually they have it in March, but now they just gonna wait till June, and it's gonna be totally online. That's one of the main things is right now that they're not gonna, they know that they're gonna be coming out with all this stuff. They have all this stuff lined up, you know, the new iPhone, probably a new functionality. I know they've been talking about like new functionality for the Apple Watch, so they probably was gonna display that, or at least again talking about a new version of something coming up. You know, they got new everything's always new with Apple, and none of that is going to be on stage this year, which is weird because, you know, they've been doing that on stage stuff since the beginning of their of this conference. You know, they did the first Mac on stage, the first Macintosh, the first Apple II, first iMac, iPod, iPhone, all of that's been on stage, and this is the first year that they're not doing it.
There's a whole galaxy out there.
And all of us, you know, because of the fear of the coronavirus, because it's going to kill everybody.
Man, I don't feel like this thing is going to... So, this is the thing, and I don't mean to be so much of a conspiracy theorist. Now, as far as... You separate the two points I want to make. As far as what Apple's doing with the What Would Developers Do conference, I think that, you know, it's a precautionary thing that I think is they have merit behind it, because, yeah, you know, if they don't want to, they want to prevent the spread of the virus, because, you know, it's supposed to be, you know, one of the most malicious viruses that we've ever seen before. But, well, we've heard that before. Every election we hear this, you know, know, hit. Yeah. But then too, I think with this whole coronavirus thing, man, I think that people just overhyping it, you know, or they're buying into the hype, you know, because the hype, when they say the people that sell the panic sell the pill as well, right? So, I mean, what's happening with this conference, man? I don't really think it definitely switches gears. But we live in a time period where, man, most of our interactions, we starting to take a lot more of our interactions online, a lot more serious than we even do in person. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've actually had a better conversation with someone via text or via on, like, you know, over the phone or on the internet or something like that. But when it comes to in person, you know, we don't really hit it off as much, you know, as far as, like, you know, whether it be, you know, some dude, you know, we may be rapping about some computer stuff, some business stuff, or some woman I'm maybe trying to, you know, rap to or something like that. It seems like everything is starting to, people are starting to feel a lot more comfortable online. So with everything that's going on with this quote-unquote pandemic that's going on in the world, Apple moving towards doing this, man, I think it has merit behind it. It's different because one thing I feel that where Apple thrives is being able to indoctrinate its people in person with a lot of the marketing and the mysteriousness of what this will be bringing out. I mean, it's nothing really mysterious about what they're doing now, right? Steve Jobs not there. We know that if it's not going to be the actual
magician.
Yeah. Right? So we know what to expect. It's probably going to be the Apple. When we had the XS Max, it's probably going to be the Apple Z, right? You know, another iPhone, something else. So it ain't really going to be that big of anything else. But, you know,
I was just thinking, like, one of the biggest things I think they probably did it for, even if this thing isn't for real, like, the potentiality of it being real. And, like, I'm trying to believe that it might be some merit to why they're doing this, and beyond just, like, saving a couple dollars from not having an event. Because, like, my initial grasp is like, yeah, that just saves money. They can just do this whole thing online.
Right.
Exactly. I'm trying to think of, like, what they would have actually thought about the people and stuff. Like, it would have been a lot of, like, you know, important, you know, like, developers, companies, CEOs and stuff like that at this event. And if they all did get coronavirus, it'd be a shit for the whole Apple development community. I mean, like, if every top Apple developer just went out, like not even just like in Apple's company, but like all the third party app makers, you know, the people that run Spotify will be there, the people that run like Facebook are gonna be there, and all this stuff. All these people would have been there. And if it would have been a headache, I mean, if it would have been one of those things where it was a real situation and, you know, all these people got sick, then, you know, that could be problematic for a lot of top engineers to go down. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Then I don't think that really does good for press, because if somebody would go there and if they have this report to come out of news, you know, because everybody, you know, listens to the news, right? But, you know, the news reports that, you know, everybody pretty much got infected with the coronavirus at the Worldwide Developers Conference, and like, what does that do to Apple stock? Like, that stuff like that. Now that I'm thinking about it, man, that could possibly like do a whole lot of damage to the company. You know, you already know they're in the trillions, right? But then if it comes down to the, you know, something happened at the conference, people didn't, you know, all types of things, you know, creeping in people's mind about what's happening, because, you know, Apple gets a lot of this stuff. Yeah,
you see people going down because of the corona, then you don't want to get a phone that's right made in China.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to get
like, oh shit, you making your phones in China? I don't know. That Android looking pretty over there now. They make sense in Indonesia. Ain't been that many cases in Indonesia. So right. So I think I'll take that.
One of them to come back out with their phone messing around with
them. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's one of those things, like, this is a perfect scapegoat for everybody, no matter what it is. This is a perfect scapegoat. Like, I mean, whether it's a real situation or whether they just, you know, trying to back out. I wonder, you know, Sony and did all their things where they've been like pushing back all their dates about the release of the PlayStation and whatnot. I mean, it's a perfect scapegoat for them because, you know, it allows them more time to work on their PlayStation.
Right. So, like, no time to delay.
Yeah, like I admire the companies that are going through this situation, and whether it's like real or not, and like, you know, they decide, yeah, we want to give out functionality and features to people. But the ones that are like, yeah, ain't no real problem, we gonna work this thing out. I mean, like, you know, companies like Apple, they benefit from doing this too, whether or not this is a real situation.
I think it's like I said, it makes sense, man, because, you know, like, I could, although I'm a conspiracy theorist, I could be wrong. You know what I mean? It's a real thing. Somebody listens to my advice and be like, it don't exist, and then they go there, and then I, you know, thousands of people get affected based off of somebody listening to me. It ain't gonna be my, I'm not taking all the life. It's rather not.
I mean, if y'all listening to us, y'all probably just make a whole bunch of bad decisions anyway. Like, if y'all just listening to us for health purposes, I mean, for like, what to do health wise, I mean, man, you probably got issues anyway, bro. I mean, and look at, all right, so this next topic that we got is, it's just another step into the layer about this whole thing, is that, you know, Apple is closing out their shop. So, like, along with closing out this conference that they're having to talk about the new stuff that they got, they are closing out the shops that where you can buy all the current things that they got. This article from CNBC where they're saying that Apple's going to close all their stores outside of China up until the 27th, so at least for the next 2 weeks in response to the coronavirus. I mean, that's going to eat at their pockets, because, you know, a lot of people just spend time just sitting there in the Apple store just looking at stuff, daydreaming. Like, I can't even buy it, but I'm just like, oh, damn, when I get this one, damn.
Right. That's one thing that Apple got, man. I like the... So that's the thing, man. Apple does an excellent job with the presentation. I like the way that they... You go to any mall, any like standalone Apple store, man, and like, it pulls you in. It's something about the ambiance of that place where it's like, it seems very futuristic, you know what I mean? Like, you go in, there's enough space between everything they got the, and you would think, okay, they're just basically showcasing their devices, you know, their technology, but it just, it feels different. Maybe it's the spacing, the lighting, I don't know, but it pulls you in.
The feng shui in the like, you go in there and it feel like you buying furniture, but you're not. Yeah, I mean, you feel like you're in an IKEA, but you're not. Yeah, I mean, it's all tech. It's all elite tech. And like, you feel real comfortable. You don't feel like you're buying anything for real. I mean, unless you're already buying it. In most cases, like, it's rare. I don't know. I ain't one of the people that just buy everything Apple, but like, even the Apple stuff I got, even my phone I got from AT&T. I mean, I didn't go to the Apple store to get it, but like, Apple was one of the companies, like, you don't really have to go to them to get the stuff there. You really go in there to window shop, and I see people leaving out of Apple stores with stuff, but it's not as often as you just see people walking out.
Right.
I mean, and they're just walking in, looking around, like, damn, that's slick. Let me see what this do. I've seen it, and I did it 100 times. I'm gonna do it again. I mean, because I'm at the mall type shit. Like, you know, families that go to the mall take the whole thing. Like, yo, I gotta stop at the Apple store. Like, why? You ain't getting none. I just gotta stop there.
that's
why
a custom.
Crushing my dreams and shit. Why you gotta crush my hopes and dreams of getting an Apple, bro?
It's something about they got the $50. Oh yeah, I was saying they got the 50 million. What is it? $50,000 desktop on display.
I ain't even checked to see if they got that yet. I ain't been to an Apple store in like at least 6 months. But if they got that out now, I should go there and at least look at it. $50 on a damn computer, but
yeah,
I would definitely check it out and see what it do. I mean, that's because I just want to see it. I just want to put my hands on it and be like, damn. Nah, baby. In the future, I ain't got nothing with it. I can't do nothing with it. But we in the future, and I'm
like, what's she gonna do with that? Like, I see this. I think it's pretty anticlimactic, man. He's going there and it'd be the same thing to the Mac.
Yeah. You open up Safari. They open up YouTube. Like, oh, it played videos real fast. all right, thank you. Yeah, I mean, but like, I don't know, man. That's just a static that Apple provides. Like, they give you that feeling, like, let me just have this on me. It's the status, that radish that we've been talking about. But, like, the fact that they're cutting it down, that shuts down their their magic show. Like I said, if the WWDC was the actual magic show performance, if that was like the David Copperfield joint that you see on NBC, that was the main show. The Apple Store is when they on the road. I mean, right now, they lost their television money and they losing their on the road money because they ain't only thing they got is online sales.
Yeah, so they got the online and the Apple Store still not.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Like, you buy stuff from us, but we ain't giving it to you. You gotta get that from like third party, UPS, FedEx, or whatever. I mean, like. That's just what it is. That's where everybody at now in the state of hysteria. Yeah, I mean, let's go to this last topic because this is a big issue. Like, we were running through these kind of show because, you know, first two topics were pretty much the same. So this might be a shorter show. But the last topic that we have is that all Apple TV Plus active series are going to be shut down, including C, For All Mankind, Servant, and Mystic Quest. This continuation into the decline of what was supposed to be like an epic Apple streaming service. Like, they had Oprah on Edge talking about we all gonna be on streaming, y'all, and all this stuff. like, Apple TV has just basically been going down. Like, continuously. What we were talking about with the banker. Actually, I meant to tell you that the banker is out. Actually, they did release the banker.
Oh, shit. I didn't even know that. Hold on. Yeah, go ahead. That's the news for me.
they released it on, like, I want to say the 6th or the 12th. But they didn't release it with any marketing. Ain't nobody talking about it. Ain't no advertisement, nothing nowhere. But it's out. I mean, and after all that talk about, like, you know, all the issues that we've been, you know, that we've been hearing about, they released it, but they released it with no type of fanfare. They released it like no type of like marketing, and like that was supposed to be an important movie. I'm still gonna check it out. I'm still gonna find it, stream it, because I want to see that movie. But all the other movies and documentaries, they're basically shut down now. So like, because of this coronavirus, they're just saying, like, any of the production that was happening, now, I guess a lot of this was going on in Hollywood. They were probably just using a lot of locally lesser-known Hollywood production studios to do some of these shows. Mm-hmm. All of them have basically been shut down. And, you know, most of that is because California, the West Coast in particular, has been one of the heavier impact. Yeah, I mean, yeah, they wanted a heavier impacted states for the coronavirus, and any potentiality for any of our stars and whatnot getting hurt, injured, or killed, or, you know, sick from this. They basically shut that shit short. I never heard of any of these shows. I never heard of C. I never heard of Servant. I never heard of did hear of the Mystic Quest Raven's Banquet joint. That joint was supposed to be a comedy. And the only reason I heard of that is because I watch a show called It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And one of the main characters off of that is, or actually, like, producer. He's a character and a producer, but one of the guys off of that show is creating this show, and it's supposed to be a comedy. It's supposed to be like Silicon Valley-ish, but about game, about a game production studio. They're also bringing even that show is basically getting shut down for a while.
That sucks, man. Because, you know, now that show actually sounds like it could be interesting. So, Alex, all these other ones, I don't know. But, you know, it just goes to show that two things, man. So for one, I think for Apple TV, the coronavirus, let's just give, you know, credence to what it's due, right? It's really affecting things, you know, and it's going to show that a lot of businesses are going to be affected by it. I think the deeper issue that I see is that with Apple TV, they didn't really thoroughly plan I guess it's hard, you know, you don't plan for if a pandemic happens. I don't, at least I don't. some of the businesses that I've, you know, tried to do what I'm running right now, I don't think about, you know, what if a pandemic happens, right? But, you know, with a lot of the stake that they have in the Apple TV had in different things, for it to be at a point now where they just have to shut it down completely, I just think that it's a whole lot of other things that they did not plan for that just, you know, when this virus thing hit, it was like, okay, they ain't got nothing left. Because there's other, you know, there's other streaming platforms, other service, other media services and platforms that, of course, they are affected by what's going on, but they haven't gone as far as shutting things down. Right? But just with Apple, I guess, because of, you know, they lost the banker. It was another thing. I think, what was it that happened with Oprah? They were supposed to be exposing something else.
So I guess we hear.
Yeah, that's going to be happening. Then with all, it just goes to show that they just did not plan for, properly plan for success with this platform. Because even if all of this stuff went down, I know, like, because those are valid points. You know, I think California has been one of the primary places hit with the coronavirus because of the West Coast, you know, back forth stuff and everything. A lot of tourism, you know.
From China to Asian areas,
yeah. So that makes sense, you know. It's just like, there's other alternative. I mean, we're talking about Apple here. You know, Apple is a $1 trillion company, and for they to have, I'm kind of used to hearing Google throw stuff out there, and then it kind of splats, or then it like falls down because they just that's something that they've been known for, and they've developed the science of try, fail, adjust to make it happen. I don't see Apple, you know, as a company that's able to deal great with the try, fail, adjust method, and I think that this just proves it with Apple TV that I guess they had a lot of stake in the wrong things and really didn't spread themselves out. Just from my, you know, bird's eye view, looking outside looking in, I feel like they did not have enough investment in the proper things for them to still have like a running, you know, a running service. Because again, they're saying they just shut everything down. I'm like, okay, I don't know, man. They could have just did better because people paid for this.
I'm sure a lot of studios and just Hollywood in general has probably been shut down in a similar fashion. Studios that are being used by Apple for their series and whatnot. Yeah. A lot of this shows that Apple in itself is not as diverse of a company as you think they are for real. Like, they don't have as many like diverse business models. Is making that game, I mean, making that phone and making that television, that computer, making the iMac, like, that's their expansion of the Dontu network. Anything in between that, it doesn't really work for them. So, like, them trying to really jump into a whole nother business model, it doesn't, like, it's kind of weird for them to be there in the first place. Apple, as a TV production studio, is that's just completely different from anything that they don't like. Google, like, they get into a lot of businesses fail that they have, but a lot of their businesses are like steady in comparison to like
exploit
like an Apple. Like, Apple really relies heavy on some of these the pitch that they have for this product that they make. I mean, and if they're not really making that product, and if they can't pitch that product, then a lot of the other businesses aren't really going to help them out at all, because they ain't really got much else besides making these devices and selling these devices.
For $2,000.
IoT security.
Exactly. Like, that margin, that Apple margin that they have is what keeps them afloat. And then being the fact that they're in the public stock, because they're in the public stock, people can just throw money at them. And that's what basically people do, is just make them their $1 trillion. By giving them extra money, even though they're not buying anything, just putting into the stock market. But they still, it's showing that they are kind of flaky as a business practice, as what they do. And they very well may need to bring some stuff back into America. Like, that just may be the thing. Like, at the point, these phones are already becoming expensive as is. Might as well have them expensive in America.
Yeah.
And make money and keep the money cycling in the American ecosystem. Like, having it out, but when you connect, it's just, it doesn't help them.
The chance of, yeah, I was thinking, like, how would that really affect them, though, if they were to bring their industrial, like, warehousing back to, they didn't outsource anymore, they brought it back to the Americas. Because I think that with Apple, I think they can handle a transition like that. Maybe this is more the humanitarian of me speaking, right? But I feel like they can, the Americans will definitely benefit a lot more from, maybe the, you know, of course, the companies won't benefit from that, right? Because outsourcing is a lot cheaper, you know, for whatever they pay over it, over some guy overseas to make something for 3 cents an hour, that same person over here is going to demand $13 an hour, right? So, I mean, it's probably going to hit their pockets heavy, but in the long run, I feel like them doing something like that could benefit them over the course of 10 to 15 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's playing the even longer game, because what they've been playing is like they've been considering the long game 10, 15 years down the line. Like they got to play the 30 year down the line game. Like they're seeing the issues of being actually a global business where they got to rely on a lot of their manufacturing being outsourced to a place where they really don't have that much control. Like it's not even like they. I mean, I don't know, I always get back into this whole thing about how we're not really one state, we're 50 states. We're not one country, we're 50 states. I mean, like, all that ideology and like having them have things in America in different places. There are some federal laws that might potentially cause them to lose out on a couple of dollars in comparison if they took it overseas, but on a state and national level, they would definitely probably benefit when it comes to like, like tax returns, like the income tax, things that you can write off. Right now, they're playing the game and they're getting caught up on the fact that they've been playing the game.
Yeah, and, if they just
didn't play the game and just did things in a legit manner, being in America because you're an American company, they probably wouldn't get taxed the way that they get taxed.
Because the EU hit them. So, Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. You was cutting out. Is what you said? Oh, yeah. I was saying the EU, you know, they've been hitting them hard, too. You know, the EU don't be playing games with, haven't been playing games on Apple for the past, I guess, 10 years or so. So, I mean, it's something for them to, for Apple to consider, especially with this one missed with the coronavirus and then how that's affecting so many different things. It's as a company.
A backup put in
and
place
I don't know how things are sectionalized in the company, like how close is Apple TV to, you know, the iPhone developers and stuff like that.
What are they saying?
You know, as a company, I think they could probably move some resources around to make it work, or they could have moved some resources around to make Apple TV work better. But, you know, I don't know.
I think with that, in that ideology, like, yeah, they could have potentially expanded out their options. Like, I mean, in today's television, like, what they're trying to do is recreate television using the same models of television that have already been, whereas, like, in what's happening in reality for today's television is that production is done all across the country. I mean, like, you know, along with all across the world, but particularly all across the country. Like that, like I said, with that show, Always Sunny in Philadelphia, that's done in Philadelphia. They didn't have to do shows in Hollywood, but they decided to do shows in Hollywood because they wanted to get the big actors and the big names, and they wanted to show that they were doing big projects where they could have took the other route, which is what Netflix did, where they said, all right, we're going to spend a lot of money, but we're going to come out with a lot of smaller projects. I mean, and we're going to hold off of these smaller projects. We're not going to have all the hot known names. We might get a couple here and there, but we're mostly going to work on like some indie stuff, and it's going to probably be filmed in indie locations. It's not going to be Hollywood based. But that's the thing. Apple is jumping into a business model that they don't really know about.
What else is being suggested?
If they wanted, they were going to do that. They had to do it with a different state of mind. Like they're trying to grab the boomer generation that watches television when they're making a platform for the new generation. Like streaming is a new generation thing, but they're trying to use old methods of making movies to do that. And This kid's kicking him in the ass right now.
That's one way of
facts, man. Facts.
But yeah, man, I think that's basically it. Apple's on a decline. Who cares? They got $1 trillion. If y'all like the show, y'all need to do is go ahead and like, subscribe, share, all that stuff. You can find us on Facebook, YouTube. You can definitely find us on any of your streaming services, iTunes, Google Music, Spotify, and the like. NCSC always like to hear y'all comments, always like to hear y'all reviews, anything that y'all got to say about this, anything we can do to make it better, let us know. If we like what we're doing, let us know. Y'all got anything to say, Mike?
Nah, man, I mean, you pretty much hit the nail on the head with everything, man. Y'all follow us, just Google Apple Advisory on and then podcast, whatever your favorite podcast platform is, man, and you'll find us there. But yeah, make sure you like all of the stuff we do, or, you know, give honest critique of the show and leave a comment and make sure you follow us wherever you can follow us on the social media and stuff like that. We got a lot of stuff coming on social media just to be interacting with you guys and just to I guess show more personality behind what we do here, man. And yeah, but that's pretty much it, man. Y'all know they'll do the damn thing. Follow us and look forward to more content coming from us. That's it.
Yeah, people. See y'all later, man. Enjoy. Stay safe. Stay quarantined.
Right.
Basic things you would expect.